This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan is assuring the United States that it can count on it to be a reliable supplier of semiconductors. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met with Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb today about expanding economic cooperation between the state and Taiwan. Holcomb is the third American leader to visit Taiwan this month. The Biden administration will announce in the next week or so a decision on student loan payments, which have been on pause since March of 2020. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on NBC News points out the teacher shortfalls in America.
And yes, we are dealing with a shortage issue, but some of the long-term solutions that we must focus on are creating grow-your-own programs. We need to tap the shoulders of our high school students, of our para-educators who are dedicated in our schools already, and give them a pathway to higher education.
We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ford Motor Company plans to appeal a $1.7 billion verdict against them after a pickup truck crash that claimed the lives of a Georgia couple. Jurors in Gwinnett County, just northeast of Atlanta, returned the verdict late last week. A strong weather event is happening in the Gulf of Mexico with its sights on Texas.
A potential cyclone is churning off the Gulf Coast of Texas. Molly McCullum is a meteorologist with the Weather Channel. She says parts of Texas could see 3 to 5 inches of rain.
The problem is we've been very dry, and when the rain starts to fall, it's falling on very dry soil. So we could see some of that initially start to run off and cause some flash flooding issues both Monday and extending into Tuesday morning. But these are places like Dallas, Houston, Waco that desperately need the rain.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Monday Night Football preseason tonight, the Jets will host the Falcons. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
An appeals court put on hold U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham's scheduled testimony for Tuesday before a grand jury in Georgia's election probe. The case is returning to a lower court for another look. As the teacher shortage in America grows, Maryland schools receive $4 billion in federal money to correct the teacher shortage in the free state. Still, uncertified teachers are being hired in droves. Maryland parents George and Michelle Sullivan on Fox News overnight.
So it was just a mixture of things, just everything going on in the nation. Just my wife and I just saw the decline of the school system, and it wasn't even just a public school system. It was a private school system that was even scarier, that it was all over. It was overflowing into that. So we just made the decision to pull the kids and to quit her job and to just rely on our small business as our single source of income to survive.
You know, I think that it was placed on our heart to do this. I feel like we had to give our children an environment that they could not have to wear masks all day, to where we had the freedom to choose which curriculum that they were going to be using. We've been able to fill in that gap that they lost during the COVID pandemic. It really has hurt children.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. You better stop and hear what's that sound.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. It is time for Phil Hotzenpiller. Yes, the founder of AmericanFaith.com. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you this morning?
Well, I traveled from Kansas back to Florida, Toto and I, and I'll tell you, I feel like I've been run over, backed up, and run over about five more times. Other than that, I'm doing great.
Well, you know, sometimes, some days, that might be an upward bound moment, right? I mean, you and I have both been pulled through the knothole backwards. I don't really know what that means, but I used to live in Louisiana, and they had things like that made no sense whatsoever, but somehow they worked.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like when John Kennedy, you know, Senator Kennedy speaks, you love to capture his wisdom nuggets just like that. You know, they come out of nowhere. But, you know, they're very descriptive, even though you may not think you understand, you really kind of understand what he's saying.
Okay, imagine this. I pastored in Baton Rouge. I had a whole church full of guys like him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's great.
It was more fun. I mean, I can't remember having that much fun ever. I mean, it was just like unbelievable. But unlike the fun that we had with Kennedy, we have the opposite of what's going on in Biden and the world. And it's hard to keep up with what's the most tragic decision of this administration. You know?
Well, And the thing that's amazing, you know, when you wonder and they do the polling and they'll say, well, you know, 25% of the country says he's doing a great job. You go, what am I missing? You know, and
well, his family's bigger than we think.
Maybe it is. Exactly. Well, he keeps handing out all this money. We got people, you know, coming into New York and they're handing out American dollars, and I mean they're paying all their expenses, health care, cell phones, I mean whatever they need. I mean, you know, the only thing that's missing out of the swag bag there brought to us by We the People is a Tesla.
Well, you know, that may be coming. Mm-hmm. You know, at least a place to charge your Tesla free. Something like that, but
you got people that don't have you got people coming across the board they don't have, and you know that's sad, you know, that they don't have. So now you got to get them up to speed and bring them up to, you know, medium income levels and lifestyle and everything. So you know, you give them this big you know, American swag bag. I think it's just, you know, and in it are keys to a brand new Tesla.
Well, I think it. It speaks of the absurdity, complete absurdity of what's happening here, and people recognize that. The problem is that the same problem we've always had, what do? You've got people that gave you the right speech, they said they were conservative, they said they loved the country, and they said they were going to work for you, and then they don't. And then you've got another 2 years of hearing them, or 4 years of hearing them tell you how great they are and how much change they've made, and yet you don't see any evidence of it. And you don't see them standing up when it takes time to stand up. And I think that's the frustration. And that's why, you know, not a second revolution of guns and defeat and war, but a second revolution of what made us great from the beginning is necessary. I mean, we need to return back. I mean, a hard pressed court return back to the basics. That's what you do in your own home. When your home is financially hurting, you say, okay, what do we cut back? What's fixed? What's flexible? And we got just the opposite. Everything is fixed in this administration. Everything is necessary. Everything is important. And, you know, we're operating in the world of insanity right now. That's the only way I can look at it.
Well, exactly, because nobody, you see, we don't have a chief executive officer in the White House. We know that. And leadership is vacant. And this is what allows you to just to continue on the yellow brick road and ignore the obvious, like you said. And in basic business, you and I have had this discussion many times. A CEO, when things are going wrong, will say, when were we doing it right? Let's pause. Let's hit the pause button for just a minute. Let's think when we were doing, what were we doing when we were doing, we were operating on 8 cylinders. What was going on here? And it seems that, you know, the Democratic Party especially is guilty of this, and their leadership is that they're all about policy. They're not about common sense. And unfortunately, what has happened is they have groomed a class of entitlement demanding folks that put little into the system. They take. They're takers. There's nobody givers. And when you break this down, as one expert explained last week, Phil, is that you've got a third of the people who, you know, they're retired. Okay, understand, and part of that group that makes up in that third is not only they retired. I mean, they paid their price, and I don't fault them. But also in that group are people that haven't paid their price, and they're in that group. They're a third of people that are not contributing to the GDP. They're just there, you know, taking out. The ones that have retired, they have a right to take out because they invested. They put in. They should get their Social Security. They should be protected in that. But the other people are doing nothing. And what's happening is that, especially that part of that demographic and that quadrant there, is the government, Joe Biden and the Democrats, keep building that group. Well, it's unsustainable because what is holding this all together? Okay, the other two-thirds, by the way, there's another third, which is all bureaucrats. And all they don't create anything. They just take, right? And so, but, you know, hey, be lucky. Hey, I'm here. I'm doing this really important job, you know, and forget the fact that it's inefficient, not very productive, but we're paying a lot of money for this, you know, crappy form of government, in my humble opinion. So, okay, so now you've got two-thirds of the people aren't contributing. So you only got a third of the people carrying the weight. And so, and that's not enough. Then you got a knucklehead president who says, well, you know, that third people that are working the tails off, we don't have enough whips on you. You know, we're going to, you know, maybe Donald Trump hit you with, you know, scorpions, I mean, or hit you with whips, but I'm going to hit you with scorpions. You know, his sense of and backbone is so inconsequential. You have seen nothing yet. I'm going to really level it hard on you, on the third of the people that are carrying the weight. So, you know, this is what part of what we're dealing with here is you only got a third. And so when you go and you ask people's opinion, you know, if you're not putting anything, if you have no skin in the game and you're not contributing, then I'm of the ilk to say maybe you shouldn't even be voting.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Because all you do is you keep voting in these same knuckleheads, you know.
Well, let's hope that there's been a clarion call over the last, 18 months to people to say, wow, we need to make some change here quick. Half of me is optimistic, and half of me is like the complacency of the past will become the trophy of the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so we're not going to see the change we need to see.
Right. Well, and that's where pain comes in. Is that when there's enough pain, then people will do something about it. Like everything. That's the key motivator in life, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you'll keep sinning as long as you get away with it. But when it comes time to be judged and all of a sudden you realize, oh, man, this sin is producing this uncomfortability. I don't want this anymore. Then maybe they'll change their evil ways, I guess. We'll have to wait and see. Stay tuned. We've got more for Phil Hudson Pillar. It's just about 15 after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hudson Pillar from American Faith continues with us, also the senior pastor at Influence Church. And we're talking about some exciting news here regarding Influence Music in just a moment. But before we do, Phil, I wanted to talk about, the report in American Faith about polio. We've got a polio outbreak going on. What's happening?
Well, I think it goes back to we've really got bad science. And that's really what it comes down to. With all this bragging about great science, follow the science. One of my best posts on Instagram was I reported the CDC reversing all of their latest data and reasons, you know, no more 6 foot, no more mask, no more this and that. I said, yeah,
all the stuff we talked about long ago, right? Yeah. When it first broke out. Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, we're following the science right into hell. That's really what this comes down to. And I think when you see stuff like this, is there is some kind of, I think it's lack. I think the intelligence level is going down, even though the learnedness is going up. And I think there are things happening in these labs that either are just incompetence or there's an intentionality to do harm. Because there's no doubt that behind this whole movement that we see with the World Economic Forum is a population or depopulation effort. And I look at things like this and I wonder, you know, the conspiracy side of me says, you know, could this be? And the other side of me says, I hope not. But yet I realize that people are just instruments to some people. They're not created in the image of God. Therefore, they don't value them or their experiments or something else. And when you see stuff like this happening, you know, it's pretty frightening. You also saw the report out of New York where polio is in the sewage.
Exactly. Right.
You know, so so to see a rebirth of something that was essentially non-existent tells me there has to be an intentionality to this.
Yeah. I'm with you. Tracking exactly. And that's the stuff we struggle with because, you know, we are aware. I mean, we are searching this out and reporting it to our audience and followers so that, you know, they are aware, I mean, of what's going on. And then and it's up to us to kind of cipher this thing out. I mean, is this thing diabolical? Does this happen when, ego is run amok and you've got these mad scientists who, boy, they've really distorted their worldview, but at the very core of it, it comes, just as you said, is this ignorance, this purposeful ignorance that we're made in the image of God, and then we become tools. We're inanimate objects. So if we're inanimate objects, it means nothing. And we've been groomed since Roe v. Wade before then that life is meaningless. So we can kill people, kill babies, it doesn't matter. And so we've got to get on the other side of this, Phil. And we are, you know, God will not be mocked. We're reaping what we've sown. And for, you know, if I might say, as we bifurcate the demography, you know, for those of us who see this and are reasonable, this is quite scary because in order to get back, you know, back to standards, so to speak, to where some of this madness is under control, this is the grief to happiness ratio. We're going to go through a lot of pain here in River City because these elites are happy to be in control and they're down the road with the World Economic Forum to where, you know, you and I are just tools and we're just we're here to fulfill the means of the, you know, of the greater good as they see it, which is the greater good of, you know, of governance, not about people.
Well, you know, I just out of curiosity, I just went on the CDC website, not that it's the Bible, obviously, but I put in polio just to see, and it has a map in 1998 where there were about 350,000 cases of polio worldwide, and then a map of 2020 where 99.9% of all the polio was eliminated from the world. And so when I see things happening here where it's have a resurgence, or the vaccine itself is causing it. Now, it's one thing if it resurfaces in a couple of those small areas where there's not the virus is not, you know, still on the move. But when you see, are we potentially causing polio to regain another pandemic, another crisis? That's where our mind goes because we've seen the fallacy of this COVID. And even the persistence continues of, you know, schools requiring you to wear a mask when the people they say they're following tell you don't need to wear the mask right now. So it's really a bizarre kind of illogical world we're living in right now.
Well, and you, boy, what was it? I want to say at least 10 years ago, if not longer. I mean, you talked about it then, Phil, how upside down it was. And, you know, we look at the book of Isaiah in the fifth chapter, you know, evil being called good and good called evil. I mean, exponentially has expanded since that conversation you and I had, you know, 10 years ago. And you're going, okay, how much more of this madness can we withstand? Because this is, you know, again, this is out of control. And as we continue to go down this yellow brick road and we think we can do it without God, well, I'll tell you, we're leaving ourselves buck naked here.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I always keep going back to Romans 1. Really encourage all the listeners to read Romans 1 because it talks about the downward spiral that man does when he first suppresses the truth and unrighteousness, even though that which can be known about God is clearly seen in the things which he has made. And what happens is when men suppress the knowledge of God, it talks about their mind becoming base, and there's three different levels of baseness that it goes to. But that's what we're seeing. Logic and communication no longer taught in school like they were at one time. Why? Well, now we have people who can't communicate. They go into a meeting for debate and just scream. And we have logic that doesn't seem to even operate anymore, not to mention that our education system is so poor they can't even spell logic. So we're in a heck of a...
The whole process has dumbed us down, Phil, you know, to your point. Because, you know, you take the truth out of the formula, then what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is where we are. We're really lost in space here. And, you know, it's like if God doesn't do something about this, I mean, heaven help us, Phil. But, you know, again, we know because of the prophetic, we're heading to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. And but if there's another hope before that final chapter, we know there will be, you know, hopes along the way that come about. But in terms of God's timeline right now, boy, it just every day you read more and more of what's happening in our culture today with, you know, plagues being unleashed. We've got crime in the streets and, you know, death becoming more and more rampant. It's got, oh my, I mean, are we going to get to the point that we're so seared, Phil, that it just doesn't matter? I mean, it's almost like the days when we were watching, you know, the body counts of Vietnam. You know, every day they would tell you, you know, another 1,000, 10,000, you know, military were killed in Vietnam, and it just got to the point where it was like it just didn't matter. It was just numbers.
Well, and I think you're exactly right. I think that's what happens. The desensitizing of a society brings about its own unfortunately bad experiences, and that's where we are right now. We're just living in that era. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
A minute left. We've got the Influence Band coming together. Tell our audience about this real quick.
Well, again, it's looking like another number one album from Influence Music Official. We launch another live capture for the fifth album on Friday. So big stuff. Go to your streaming network and download and support the effort of great Christian worship music.
Yeah, it is awesome. I mean, what a team you've put together here, Phil. I mean, they will be having this special presentation at the Grove in Anaheim, right?
Exactly. Tickets are available on Ticketmaster. So if you want to come, make your plan to come on over and join.
Well, again, the website, Phil, remind everybody where they can go.
They can go to influencemusicofficial.com and join us with some great music.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you.
We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan is assuring the United States that it can count on it to be a reliable supplier of semiconductors. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met with Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb today about expanding economic cooperation between the state and Taiwan. Holcomb is the third American leader to visit Taiwan this month. The Biden administration will announce in the next week or so a decision on student loan payments, which have been on pause since March of 2020. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on NBC News points out the teacher shortfalls in America.
And yes, we are dealing with a shortage issue, but some of the long-term solutions that we must focus on are creating grow-your-own programs. We need to tap the shoulders of our high school students, of our para-educators who are dedicated in our schools already, and give them a pathway to higher education.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You know, for this past year, we've heard a lot about Leah Thomas and, you know, how disconcerting this whole experience has become, especially for, you know, women who have committed their lives to, you know, scholarships, performing athletically, to perform in the Olympics and on, everything associated with it. And, you know, America, you know, for the most part, I would say it's amazing to me how a small minority has really turned female sports on its head. And this is Kim Jones, who joins us now. It's her journey through the upside down world of college sports. Kim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, your daughter's an Ivy League swimmer, and she competed against Leah Thomas all last season. You know, what was that like, especially in the early days, when suddenly, you know, her world's up? I mean, she's been, you know, performing at this elite level, and all of a sudden, you know, the fairness of competition is put into question. What was happening with her? And in your mind, I mean, you're a former athlete yourself. You know, so you've had that back. You've had that background. So this is an easy thing for you to relate to. So I got to imagine this was quite upsetting.
Oh yes, I think at the start of the season, I think we all believed that the people who had their hands on the levers of power, the ability to make rule changes, would do the right thing and would course correct. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until months had passed, weeks had passed, whatever, that we kind of realized, oh my gosh, this ideology that's allowing men to supersede the rights of women has really embedded itself so far into society that people aren't going to do the right thing. And yes, from that point on, when you realize that women are being used as tools of affirmation and as mental health support for men, as opposed to being granted respect and fair treatment in society, it's extremely upsetting and humiliating, honestly. It's sad to see that these that this is the role that women are perceived to be relegated to today.
Kim, how did this happen? I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, you know, in recent years, women were being honored, respected. We had hashtag everything women. And now all of a sudden, it's like we don't even know the definition of a woman. What is going on?
I don't know. I think we have we've lost our bearings. Honestly, it's the idea that, I mean, the mental gymnastics that people must have to go through to believe that men have the right to be in women's locker rooms when they're changing, or to take the prizes of women, or even that women should have to compare themselves physically to a male body. I mean, our bodies are built for completely different purpose. There is no justification for telling a woman that she deserves she has to compete for a prize physically next to a male body. Our bodies do very different things. So how have we gotten here? I mean, I think we have, I can't honestly answer that. It surprises me. It took me, it's still taking me 8 hours of thought to just process what we've come to, much less how we got here.
Well, when you think of the collective minds of parents, female athletes, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And the number, I mean, like I said, we're accommodating a very small percentage. Now,
yes.
You have founded a group called ICONS, Independent Council on Women's Sports, to
yes.
speak out so that you have a voice, that these young women have a voice to protect their sport and to protect this category, right?
Right. That's right. I think there's a lot of confusion until you've done quite a bit of research and kind of understand, you know, how this, when you ask me the question of how we've gotten here, I don't know how we've gotten here in society, but I do know how we've gotten here in the world of sports. And that was just when we did away with sex testing with the cheek swab to identify who was a woman and who was a man. We started looking for other thresholds or measurements to make sure the categories were fair. And to be fair, the IOC was looking at science to help them determine that, but it just became convoluted and focused on the wrong areas. So as far as what we have established, an organization, ICONS, presently there isn't a collective voice for women speaking out for fairness and fair treatment in women's sports. And the people that have been invited to the tables to make the rules for women's sports have not been women. So many of these new policies are around because trans advocates were seated at the table and people were asking, well, what can we do for you, as opposed to ensuring that women have access to fair competition. So we're hoping to be that voice, and we know it's intimidating for people to speak out.
Right. No, there's no question, because the trans movement, I think initially as it continued to move, people thought, oh, okay, well, you know, minor deal,
yeah.
You know, it's not going to invade everything. But now it's gotten to the point where, well, wait a minute, while you thought everything was going to be okay and you were going along to get along, now it's like, wait a minute, you got a whole new definition of women's sports now.
Right. Exactly. I do think, I mean, everyone deserves basic human rights, and I don't think anyone is denying that, and no one wants to be cruel, no one wants to be mean, but you don't get to throw women under the bus or justify discrimination against women because you might hurt someone's feelings. We're talking about real visibility in life and society, the rights of women, that we have, you know, sex-based rights. We are equal members of society, but that does not mean we are the same as men. So we have to be able to recognize our differences in order to be able to protect ourselves, to have an accurate representation across all parts of society, and certainly in order for us to have access to fair competition in sports and a chance to celebrate what women are physically capable of, to celebrate our limits.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Based on, you know, the, if we can say, normal standards of female athleticism,
yes.
You know, in all fairness, because that's what competition is all about, is that there must be a level and fair playing field. I mean, that is the essence of sports, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And I also think there's an issue here when we talk about males wanting to participate in women against girls and women. It's absolutely a fairness issue, but it also gets down to the ethos of sport. I mean, the whole point of sport is to celebrate the potential, the peak, the absolute best that a man and a woman can achieve. And we don't bring to that competition a body that has been artificially limited in some way. So it's actually quite humiliating and insulting for women, for society to say, okay, young ladies and women, and even those competing at the master's level, you bring your very best to the table, and we will bring a male body that we have artificially limited in some way, and let's see if they can still beat you. That's not empowering. That's not what the point of sports is. So, it has to be fair competition. And if you had in men's sports, if you had one person doping because they felt like they
looked
stronger. Yeah.
Exactly. What's the difference? Right. Yeah. Yeah. So what's the difference here? I mean, for all the hoopla we've been making about doping, I mean, in a sense, isn't this kind of a form of that?
Absolutely. And the other thing is, I mean, we just can't get rid of biology. You know, if women could inject testosterone and start taking over positions in the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball, we would be having a very different conversation.
So, yeah, there could be a lot mean women running around here. I don't want that to happen. I'm just saying.
There's no changing our fundamental biology. Women are not going to overtake the physicality specialties of men in sports, and we need the opportunities to succeed and shine in our own right.
Kim Jones, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Okay, we got to lift more than our voice, but we got to come together, ladies and gentlemen, because at the heart of all this is, you know, getting this, you know, we talk about getting this country back on track, but it's getting this world. And we have to realize that, you know, the madness has, you know, spread throughout, you know, throughout the land. I mean, around the world. And, you know, we always think in terms of, you know, what's happening in America. But the insanity is, it really is. I mean, we're dealing with COVID as a plague, but there's other pandemics that are taking place that are impacting our intellect. You know, think about that for just a moment. Adam Holtz is with us right now because we need to bring a brainiac on to help us understand and break this down. He's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So how was Texas? You had a chance to go on set of the filming of Chosen. Can you talk about that? Or are we embargoed on it or anything like that?
We're sort of embargoed. I'm not sure they talked about radio interviews and where that fits. I think I can say that they're absolutely in the midst of filming season 3, and obviously The Chosen has been a worldwide phenomenon. Dallas Jenkins and his team do a great job of imagining what it would be like to have been around when Jesus was around. And when I say imagining, not that they're making it up from whole cloth, but there certainly is dramatic license being taken just in the way that they're thinking about who, you know, lots of biblical characters would have been when we only get a few verses. You know, they're kind of fleshing it out, giving them motivation, making them three-dimensional. And I think, you know, we have occasionally heard from people that are concerned that, you know, it's messing with Scripture. But I don't think Dallas and his team would say they're trying to do a word-for-word reproduction of any of the gospel stories. It's more, you know, this is a dramatic, like I said, imagining of what it would have been like. And I think it's been really a remarkable thing, and God has used it. So I think as we get closer, I may be able to say a little bit more, but I think I certainly can say they're filming season 3 right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, Dallas has been pretty vocal about the filming of season three, and we just talked with Jerry Jenkins, his dad, last week, because they just released the book of season two.
Yeah.
Chosen. This is book two. Come and see.
Yeah.
And so we had a pretty deep conversation about what's happening, and of course it's not like all of a sudden this is going to be a Marvel epic. I mean, it's continuing in that genre that we've had for two seasons of The Chosen, bringing out I guess the humanity of Jesus. I appreciate what Dallas and the team have done, and you get the subtleties. I mean, you get a little bit of subtlety in Scripture of Jesus' sense of humor.
Right.
It comes out a little bit more because there is some... some license here, and I got to imagine, Adam, if you're doing something like this, and God clearly, I believe God clearly, His hand is upon this and blessing this effort. I mean, the impact that it has made around the world, and it's a refreshing, you might say, a retelling of Scripture. I mean, because when you think about the early days, the stories, and yes, we've got it documented in the Gospels and in the New Testament and that sort of thing, but there were so many other stories that people were taking out around the world, sharing, the Gospel, and it wasn't necessarily heretical. It was, by their perception.
Right.
And God understands that, hey, look at all of us have unique perceptions.
Right.
And, but at the end of the day, what's most remarkable is when you break it all down, it's pretty consistent that, God sent His Son, Jesus, to earth to redeem the lost sheep of Israel.
Right.
And as a result, hey, we get grafted in.
Right.
And so the good
news. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I think that one of the things that I appreciate about The Chosen, and one of the things that has helped me realize that was unconscious, I'm not even sure I'd ever had this thought before. We read in Scripture that Jesus was fully God and fully man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think most of us tend to think of the God part. I think that we don't necessarily know what to do with the fully man part. And mm-hmm. I think that shows up in The Chosen, like you said, with his sense of humor. We see him laughing. We think of him smiling. We think of him, with a tender touch and just being fully human. And I think that the show, the genius of the show is the way that it has helped me to understand that I think sometimes I relate to the Jesus in Scripture is about, 90% fully God and 10% fully man. And there's mystery there. I don't pretend to understand how both of those things work together. But I think that we can actually lose track of the fact that Jesus was a human being. And he did and had the same experiences that, not all the same experiences, but he lived on this earth. He wasn't a ghost. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a specter. He wasn't some, Greek god coming down from, a cloudy realm up above, so to speak. I'm being a little bit facetious, but obviously we think of heaven as a cloudy realm sometimes. But he was right there. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that about The Chosen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and as you said, fully man in lots of ways. And you sometimes wonder, okay, God, why didn't Jesus get married?
Right.
I mean, that would have made him fully man.
Right.
Without being sacrilegious. I mean, because the marriage dynamic is so key.
Yeah.
And such a foundational principle, to our culture, I think to the creation process. But maybe we'll figure out, on the other side of heaven, maybe be able to have that conversation and probably be a quick question and a profound answer that'll be very simple as to why.
Well, I think part of the answer is that the church is the bride of Christ. I think that we certainly get that metaphor, and it's a metaphor that will become fully realized and fully real
on the other side. And so I don't know how that plays into Jesus being fully man and fully God. Again, I think sometimes as evangelicals, we're not very comfortable with mystery. But there's a lot that I don't understand about that, and I'm really comfortable saying, okay, yeah, when we get there, it will all become more clear, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, quite clear and really be set free. And it's one of those things that, look at theologians for thousands of years have pondered that question.
Exactly.
So, you know, every once in a while it comes into our orbit and you go, okay, what exactly does it mean? And again, this is the provocative nature of The Chosen, is
right.
that it does cause you to think and ask questions that maybe you wouldn't ask because you were settled in your theology. You know, just like you said, hey, you know, I read that fully God, fully man, but I think it's Jesus being, you know, mostly God.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think of him being human. And
no.
And Dallas and the team have caused us to broaden our thinking and, you know, and give us, you know, a deeper perspective of why, you know, why Jesus came and what he experienced
yeah.
on this earth. I mean, which had to be really, here you are, you're
no,
God in one part
it's incomprehensible,
and you're man in the other part. It's like, yeah, how do you reconcile that? I mean, here we are. I mean, in a sense, we're conflicted because we're like Paul said, you know, things that I want to do, I don't. Things that I don't, I do. You know, so it's like, but still with Jesus, it wasn't necessarily that kind of conflict. But it's got had to be some of these things like, oh, man, you know, these knuckleheads just don't know what it's all about.
Yeah, that's right.
And he did have a lot of those moments. Go ahead.
Oh, no, the other thing I think I will say, and I don't think I'm going to get in trouble here, because The Chosen has been something that God has blessed, they've got more money. And so on the set that I was at in Texas, that was really apparent. The set was just, it's incredible what they're doing. And so my expectation is that the level of technical artistry with this production is going to go up. And I interacted with a number of cast members who were very much, you know, had been so personally impacted by their participation and saying, you know, most things are a gig. You show up, you do the thing, and you leave.
Right.
And this has created a community even among the actors and actresses, and that they have been influenced by it. And some of them are followers of Christ and some of them aren't, you know? And so I think God is at work even in the midst of the people who are involved with it. And I think that's really significant too.
Well, that's the thing so cool. It's just, it's like Christmas music. How many Jews who don't believe in Jesus sing Christmas music?
Yeah, right. No, that's
you know, just
I don't know
just
the answer
saying,
to the question,
I mean,
but it's an interesting question.
No, it's just there, you know, it's so you just go, okay. And then you realize that, you know, God's in charge of the show here, right?
Right.
After all is said and done, no matter what you think. A real quick one here. Texas schools are hanging signs saying, "In God We Trust."
Oh, wow.
Is that interesting?
That's pretty interesting. And
that's
yet,
after
honestly,
this
we shouldn't be shocked by it. It's on dollar bills, for heaven's sake, you know. It's crazy that that's a news story, but it is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Now, maybe part two might be is that the Texas schools decide to bring back the Ten Commandments on the halls of their buildings.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I mean, it would be really interesting to see what happened. I can just about hear the left losing their mind collectively, but...
just for fun. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813.
3 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.